think we've written a good recipe for a really, really, really good dive. Fingers crossed, Chicago will agree with us. The standard is very high, and the bar is very high, you know? Like, I've got to come in great value, great acts, great food, great drink. And I think that we've got that plan together. So now we just have to see if the people come and want to hang out. Hey, everybody. This is Double R, Rachel Ray, and you're listening to Dane on WGN.
720 WGN, Dane Neal in the Allstate Showcase Studio here in Chicago. And Chicago is a great place. All summer long, festivals, food, wine, you name it, is about to get a lot better coming up this weekend as the one and only Rachel Ray brings feedback to Chicago. Of course, you know her as one of the cornerstone personalities for the Food Network, bringing now not only great and tasty television, but also some great music and food. Rachel, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
You know, I know you're busy. You're one of the busiest people in the world. You've got, of course, your big national talk show, of course, all the stuff that you do on the food side. When did you find time to create a music festival?
Well, a decade ago, my husband, he's a lawyer by day and, of course, runs all of the licensing and business of our company. But his real passion is music. He has a band called The Cringe. He just finished touring with Motley Crue and Alice Cooper. Like, he's a musician. That's his first love. The two of us share a love of indie music and music festivals and film as well. And it's what we do, you know, for fun. It's our hobby to go to big shows and music events and food events and film events. And we said, you know, wouldn't it be cool if somebody could put one of these together that had great food and great music but that didn't overcrowd? You promise people reasonable access to toilets and water and good food, you know, just because that's the kind of event we wanted to attend. Austin's been one of my favorite cities for almost 20 years. I've been going there.
Yeah.
So we started a little project called Feedback a decade ago. And now every year during South by Southwest, we have a 4-night project at a small house for smaller bands or bands that are now huge, but they want to do a little show of some new music or something different that they're trying. And then we have a 3-stage, day-long, huge mini music fest at Stubbs that goes for about 5.5 hours all day long on Saturday. And it's become enormous. Like, literally, the news helicopters take pictures of the line, which backs up for about a mile. And it's become this real happening. That I will keep always free forever and ever. It's our core event, and I can get enough sponsors to not necessarily break even, but to at least keep it reasonable. But if I want to take the Feedback project on the road, we have to figure out a way to monetize it. And for me, that was the biggest problem, or I would have done it years ago. I wanted the fairest ticket price possible, and I think that we've accomplished that. Like, if you went to see just Grace Potter, her tickets start at $50 to see her. Our tickets start at $49.50, and you get food and Grace Potter. And then the next price, $69.50, gets 2 food and 2 drinks, like cocktail drinks, and all of the bands. So that's pretty good. And then our top ticket price, and I've seen these tickets go up to 1,000 or thousands, depending on the event, is $2.99, and you get unlimited beverage, like all the drinks you want, open bar, and 6 of my food offerings, plus Charlie McKenna's food, plus Giuseppe's food, Tintori, and Mary Giuliani's also making a signature cocktail. You get all of that and all the bands for as many hours as you like. I felt like, okay, we're there. I can put my name on that. That's value. That's cool. And now we're going to have great weather, and it's in an amazing location at Lincoln Park Zoo. Like, I think we've written a good recipe for a really, really, really good time. Fingers crossed. Chicago will agree with us. It's a great city in that you guys go out so much. You keep your own prices down and fair, and it's such a social town. The standard is very high, and the bar is very high, you know? Like, I've got to come in great value, great acts, great food, great drink. And I think that we've got that plan together. Now we just have to see if the people come and want to hang out.
If you guys drew it up on the whiteboard and you said, hey, we're going to come to Chicago, what would be the things to put in there? Man, you have done it. I mean, Lincoln Park Zoo, of course, Chicago, beautiful city, architecture, and of course, in the summertime, there is no place better. But Lincoln Park Zoo, what a very cool venue, right? It's non-traditional. It isn't one of those.
It's like a daydream location, too. I mean, it's just so pretty. And The only thing I even remotely worried about was weather, but the weather looks like it's on our side. I've been watching that 10-day forecast for the last 3 days, like getting sick to my stomach, hoping. But, you know, it's such a beautiful venue. And then to have such great, like, honestly, Lily's Q has come all the way to Texas. Charlie's come all the way to Texas for me. And, you know, now we're literally in his backyard celebrating his food. It makes me so happy. I worked so hard on my recipes. I wrote 6 really good ones. But Charlie McKenna, like, pulled pork sliders, all you can eat. I've got the Chicago Italian beef nachos, the giardiniera, Tulsa-style Mexican hot dogs wrapped in bacon with spicy refried beans and pico de gallo and crushed chips on top. I mean, like, cray-cray. Smoked wings and plum sauce, my Dan Dan noodles, which are the bomb. Like, there's so much great food. I'm really, really proud. Mary Giuliani is writing cocktail menu, and it's open bar and great bands, and we picked the bands based on what people in Chicago would want to hear. You know, people that are from there or started there. Now, one of the bands is at Nashville now, but they're Chicago-based. So we really chose the music to match the city. We chose our menus to match the city, and we chose, I think, the greatest venue. Like, just so cool.
Yeah, it's gonna be beautiful. And here in a town that has really made a name for itself over the handful of years as a really great barbecue city, Charlie McKenna and Lily's Q, they are doing it as good as anybody, and those sauces are amazing. Then you build
in. He just won his, like, gajillionth award in Nashville. He's like, you know, best barbecue in the world guy again. Crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know where he puts them all. I have to ask him that. Like, he must have, like, a trophy U-Haul.
He carries it around, right? He's got the trophy trunk. Who knows? And then you got Giuseppe with GT on the other side. And that is great. And of course, I think the thought process there to be price considerate for people, because it is summer. People have a lot of things to do. $2.99 is amazing when you're adding in the cocktails, too.
When you're adding in all they can drink and eat and 5 bands, I mean, I think that's pretty dang good. I just don't put my name on something. It doesn't have to be the cheapest, but it has to be the best value. I just won't be involved in something that's not the best value of its kind. Well, and that's what I'm trying to do here, and we'll see. We'll see how people feel about it.
Well, Rachel, now what for your fans? Of course, they're going to want to get a little bit of you as well. Like, what role do you play in the festival? Are you going to be addressing the crowd? Are you doing a demo? Are you going to be hanging out? What's going on with you?
No, I don't do demos. It's a rock and roll concert. I wrote all the food. Isn't that enough? I wrote 6 offerings of the food. I tried to make it very Chicago-centric. I always go up and of course, thank the crowd, okay. Welcome people.
Okay.
Sometimes I introduce bands at the larger feedback. There's 3 stages going on simultaneously, so it's physically impossible to introduce every band. But sure, I'll welcome the crowd. I will be there, and I will be eating and drinking with everyone. Side. And we all pick the bands. Like my husband, myself, Charlie, Cappy, everybody involved in planning the event. We always choose that. We try and curate the music so there's something for everyone and something that will appeal to the people of that region specifically.
As you guys are hanging around, of course, John, your husband, is a musician. Have you ever got in on any of the songs? Have you guys ever written any songs together or anything like that?
The only time people have heard me perform with my husband and his bandmates is at our anniversary party every year. I surprise him with a song, or sometimes we do a duet and sing to our friends. I would never... especially when people are paying for a ticket, I would never do that to them. Oh. My husband got into Berklee School of Music. Like, he plays like 9 instruments. The drummer, his bandmate, is a member of the Saturday Night Live band and their drummer.
Wow.
I don't really think they need me on stage with them at any point. But last year at Feedback, I did somehow get dragged into a sing-along with the audience of Journey. Odd moment. But no, usually I do not. When the audience was playing audience karaoke, I did get involved, of course, because it was a challenge. But no, I do not. I cook for a living. I certainly should not be singing anywhere but the shower.
Ah, stop. Rachel, don't sell yourself short. Your fans love what you do, and they'd love to have you participate in any way, and hopefully so many of them can get out to see you on June 25th at the Lincoln Park Zoo. It is tickets at rachelray.com. The lineup is Grace Potter, Lee Fields and the Expressions, Los Colones, Al Scorch, The Cringe, Size Way, the DJ. It is going to be an amazing day, an amazing setting with incredible food by Rachel Ray, great music, and thank you so much for everything that you're doing.
Oh, thank you for making time. I really appreciate it. And Hope to see everybody this weekend. It's going to be a beautiful day, and we're going to have a load of fun.
And Rachel, for those people who want to keep up with you on everything else that's going on, where can they find you?
RachelRay.com. You can go to feedback there, too, feedbackchicago.com, or you can just go to RachelRay.com. They'll see everything. This summer, we're going to the White House for the honorees at the Kids State Dinner.
Wow.
We're coming up on our 11th season of the daytime show.
Wow.
I'm filming all summer for Food Network with my friend Ann Burrell, Celebrity Worst Cooks, and two rounds of Worst Cooks. So, yeah, we got a lot of stuff going on. Crazy, actually, stuff going on. This coming weekend, we will be in Chicago.
RachelRay.com. She never stops. And, of course, good thing that she is stopping here in Chicago. Thanks so much for being on the show today.
Sure, buddy. Thanks for making time. See you soon.